From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Robert Siegel. NCAA President Mark Emmert says yesterday's bombshell report about the University of Miami was not news to him. It alleged misdeeds in the school's football and basketball programs. Yahoo Sports reported that a Miami booster, who's currently serving time in prison for running a multi-million-dollar Ponzi scheme, gave players, to use NCAA parlance, impermissible benefits, and then some. Emmert spoke on ESPN Radio this morning.
So we were well aware of it and weren't surprised by the sensational media coverage, because it's being developed as we speak. So we've been on top of it for a while, gathering information and collecting data, and we'll just continue that process and let it work its course.
That's NCAA President Mark Emmert on ESPN's Mike and Mike show, and NPR's Tom Goldman is with us now for more on this story and the broader questions it raises about the NCAA. Hiya, Tom.
Hi, Robert.
Mark Emmert's talking about collecting data, letting the process run its course. This sounds like what the NCAA says every time it investigates any university. Is this investigation any different?
Well, certainly the allegations, I would say, are off the charts when you go through the list of alleged wrongs by former booster Nevin Shapiro. It's not just the kind of impermissible benefits, the term you use there, to players: cash, jewelry, prostitutes, bounties for injuring opposing players, paying for an abortion for a stripper who was paid to have sex with a player. These allegations, and they are just allegations, are miles beyond the recent infractions reported at Ohio State or USC. It's also the scale, too. They allegedly went on for about 8 years up until last year. They involved over 70 football players and other athletes, including a number of current members of the football team. And Shapiro says a half dozen coaches in football and men's basketball knew about it, too.
Yeah, this developing scandal at the University of Miami touches not just players, but members of the school's athletic department, the administration. How are they allegedly involved?
Well, they knew of Shapiro. No one's commenting on whether they knew what he was doing, but there are troubling signs. Shapiro was a big donor. His name for a time was on a player's lounge. There's concern that he was able to do all this without interference because he was pumping a lot of money to the university sports programs. In the Yahoo article, there's this photo of Miami president Donna Shalala standing next to Shapiro at a basketball fundraising event, looking down and grinning at what Shapiro says was a $50,000 check he gave, money he says came from his Ponzi scheme. And then you had the school's athletic director during Shapiro's alleged reign, Paul D. He was the chairman of the NCAA Committee on Infractions last year, and he openly scolded Southern California for breaking the rules, and it was allegedly happening under his nose all those years at Miami. And finally, Robert, Shapiro tells a story of almost getting into a fistfight with Miami's compliance director at a football game in 2007. After that incident, which was corroborated by others, the compliance director investigated Shapiro, discovered what Shapiro was doing, but no one at the university took any action.
Now, there's talk at the NCAA of how colleges should be punished when scandals like these are uncovered, and people use the term the death penalty. Right. What would that be, and is it actually possible?
Well, that's the harshest punishment that the NCAA can hand down, banning a school from competing in a sport for at least a year. Not sure the NCAA would do that, though. It can be devastating to a program, and critics say football at Miami, known simply as the U, is such a big brand and such a moneymaker that the NCAA wouldn't take the extreme step of shutting it down. Now, as you mentioned, university presidents are on record saying they're fed up with rule breaking, punishment needs to be strictly enforced. We'll see what happens.
Thank you, Tom.
You're welcome.
That's NPR sports correspondent Tom Goldman.